And welcome back to Food Drive Fridays. It's our opening week here on KNIA, KRLS. We're here with Annette Hacker. She's with the Food Bank of Iowa. We've had her featured since we did a radiothon. And just for context for our audience, had to do a little update because, of course, of all the things surrounding food insecurity and the recent government shutdown. Annette, first of all, we're recording this on Thursday the 13th, so this will be airing shortly after that. But where do we stand in kind of the aftermath now that the shutdown just ended?
Well, as you know, overnight, the government opened back up, and even though the shutdown is over, and we're so grateful for that, its impact still persists. We don't quite know when SNAP benefits will hit EBT cards here in Iowa. We don't know when those federal employees will get their back pay, all of that. But certainly this is a step in the right direction, reopening the government so that people can ultimately use their SNAP benefits at the grocery store and won't have to rely entirely on the charitable food system.
Well, you and I over the years have talked about food insecurity and kind of the statistics out there. And I think sometimes our conversations don't always do a deep dive into exactly what those layers and levels look like. So what did the shutdown in your mind expose about the need? Because there's so many people on SNAP benefits and obviously a different population in many cases that use our food banks. What did we learn, do you think, out of this process about those layers of food insecurity?
Well, what I hope people have learned is that even though we're all working very hard in the charitable food system, from food banks to food pantries, meal sites, there is no way that we can make up for the gap that lack of SNAP creates. For every meal we provide, SNAP provides 9. It's the most effective hunger relief program in the country. This is the first time benefits were ever suspended. And there's a tremendous economic impact from SNAP in our state. For every dollar spent on SNAP, that's $1.50 back into local economies. So the effects of not having those SNAP benefits in our state, $45 million a month, that has a tremendous impact on the economy. And it took what was already, you know, we've been serving record numbers of people who need help with food for 3.5 years. And it simply accelerated that these last few weeks. It feels, you know, you and I talked, Andrew, about 2 or 3 weeks ago, and it feels like a lifetime since then. We are just bringing in all the food we can get in here and getting it out the door as fast as we can. But at Food Bank of Iowa, we're distributing more than $1 million worth of food every single week. Almost $5 million worth of food going out of here every month. And even that is not enough.
We're here with Annette Hacker with the Food Bank of Iowa as we talk about the end of the government shutdown for our Food Drive Fridays. And I had, obviously, as you would imagine, had conversations with Melissa Zula as the shutdown and it became evident that SNAP benefits were going to be suspended. And one of the things she really said that I don't think a lot of people know is those who are on SNAP aren't necessarily going to their food pantry and vice versa. There's certainly crossover. What about our populations are so unique when it comes to this food insecurity problem? And what do you hope going forward we learn more about, knowing that, again, the food pantry stepped up this time, but that's not a sustainable model considering the population differences?
Well, about 23% of the Iowans we serve through Food Bank of Iowa Partners and Pantries, there are 700 partners across 55 counties, about 23% of the people we serve do receive SNAP benefits. What we've seen in the last couple of weeks are people who have never before had to visit a food pantry coming to a food pantry for help. People who are crying because they don't know how to navigate. They don't know how to navigate this. People, like, we were at a pantry yesterday here in one of the Des Moines suburbs, and there are teachers visiting that pantry because perhaps they were getting SNAP benefits didn't, you know, those benefits were suspended, and they were having a hard time making ends meet. So there are, what I hope people understand is there are really hardworking people in the state who are doing all they can to make ends meet, but sometimes it's still just not enough.
Well, and it seems like, and this is maybe even a higher level conversation, certainly SNAP benefits are set to return here soon as we're recording this, but it doesn't seem like it solves the bigger problem. And I know you and I will have a chance to talk about the food bank here in our next segment in a moment, but what going forward do we hope is the overall message? I think we alluded to it a little bit, but what do we hope people take away from this, knowing the broad impact this had, even for just 1 month of a lapse?
What I hope people realize is, well, first, I hope there's compassion. And second, what I hope people realize is that food insecurity can happen to anyone, absolutely any one of us. I can't tell you the people we've spoken with at pantries who said, I can't believe I'm here. I can't believe this happened to me. I never in my life thought I would need to visit a food pantry. I'd like to see the stigma lifted from that. There shouldn't be any stigma in coming forward and asking for help when you need help. Everybody needs help sometimes with one thing or another. If we can help with food, if we can take that burden off the table so that they can put gas in the car, buy a pair of shoes for their child, do whatever it is they, you know, pay the light bill, do whatever it is they need to do to be resilient and keep going, then that's what we're here to do. Not only are we providing food and hope, but we're also building stronger communities here in our state.
I continue my conversation with Annette Hacker with the Food Bank of Iowa as we are discussing and re-recording, in fact, our interview that we recorded a few weeks ago due to all the changes ongoing with the government shutdown. And the Food Bank of Iowa, of course, has been a resource no matter the time. Let's take a step back and remind people what you do, who you are, and how you serve in particular Pella, Marion County, Jasper County, Indianola, Warren County, and so on.
So at Food Bank of Iowa, our job is to source food and keep it safe and deliver it to our 700 partners across 55 counties, including right there in Pella. So we help stock the shelves, and then our partners, like the Pella Food Shelf, for example, hand that food directly to our neighbors facing hunger. I don't know why there's so much confusion between the difference between a food bank and a food pantry, but that confusion persists. Our job essentially is to be the big grocery store type or big box warehouse that gets the food in, and then we get it to our frontline partners. They act as sort of the little hometown grocery store model almost, or meal site, and they work directly with neighbors in their own communities.
And what are the cost savings that the Food Bank of Iowa have been able to build up? Because again, I think we're not discouraging any kind of donation. If somebody goes to their local Hy-Vee or Fairway, certainly you want to buy something, you feel compelled to donate it. But what are the efficiencies that food pantries get from purchasing from the Food Bank of Iowa?
Sure. You know, if you're at the store and you get a great deal on something and you want to get it to your local pantry, by all means do that. But know that both your local pantries and Food Bank of Iowa, we appreciate donations of any size, but we can do more with money than anything else, because we can source a meal for about 60 cents, and you and I can't do that at the grocery store. We buy in bulk, we have relationships with retail donors and with Feeding America, and we can really stretch a buck. And it does take a lot of resources here to keep everything going, to keep those trucks on the road, to keep those 27.3 million pounds of food every year getting out the door to our partners. But you can feel good knowing that when you donate to Food Bank of Iowa, 96 cents of every dollar go directly to feed Iowans facing hunger.
We're here with Annette Hacker with the Food Bank of Iowa. And with that stat, one of the things you and I have talked about is it's not just donations of money. Donations of time are every bit as important. You do have a paid staff to kind of keep the lights on, so to speak, but so much of the labor that you do comes from volunteers.
Volunteers just at Food Bank of Iowa distribution centers here in Des Moines and Ottumwa serve more than 44,000 hours every single year. That's the work of 21 full-time employees. They roll up their sleeves and work right alongside us. They certainly are an extension of our staff, and there's absolutely no way we could hire 21 more people. So we rely heavily on volunteers. We've recently expanded our parking lot here in Des Moines so that we can accommodate more cars, more volunteers, more groups that want to come in and learn about us. Because if we can have those additional volunteer shifts and new and different types of bulk products, we can get more food in the door and more food out the door and share our mission with more people.
Well, and I know that whether it's volunteers or the distribution you do, I think food pantries, obviously, and maybe rightfully so, get the most conversation because they're maybe the most stable source of food for a lot of our families and our communities. But there are other projects and programs over the years that I know that you've partnered with that many people may not think about, excuse me, including directly with our schools. What are some of the other aspects that you work with as partners?
Sure. People do think of our partner pantries first and foremost, but we also have meal sites, daycares, residential facilities, our backpack program, and then, of course, 168 school pantries. We really, a few years ago, started to make a concerted effort to build out those school pantries because although the backpack program is great and it serves 4,100 elementary students every week, we know, you know, that's enough food for a small child to tide them over on a weekend. But we know if there's a child facing hunger, there are almost always caregivers and siblings at home who also need help with food. So if we can provide that, you know, comfortable, convenient shopping environment right there at school, where they all meet them where they already are, that's what we're trying to do. So we also stock 168 school pantries.
I continue my conversation with Annette Hacker with the Food Bank of Iowa. And Annette, we opened this with kind of the immediate fallout of the shutdown and the suspension of SNAP benefits. And I know that that will still probably ripple into the winter. So even a month's disruption, Annette, feels like it could cause multiple months of issues for families, again, who are living on the edge of stability and food security. So as we get ready, a lot of obviously community food drives are ramping up. I know that this is kind of the donation season, especially for end of year donations and charitable giving. What are the kind of the messages going forward about how those of us who do have the ability to help and donate, what are the best ways that we can help our neighbors, especially knowing this was a really rough transition?
Well, again, know that food insecurity can happen to anyone, and it does indeed exist in every community, in every county, in every state in this country. If you can help, if you have the resources to help, you can donate, you can volunteer. We always need volunteers, and our local partners always need volunteers. We'll never turn those away. And you can advocate for our neighbors facing hunger. Recognize that food insecurity is a very real problem. Prices are high, wages are pretty stagnant, and people are having a hard time. If there's any small effort that you can make to ease that burden for a neighbor, I would encourage you to do that.
Well, and what have you been hearing about the impact of this kind of wave of demand on the maybe even long-term supply? And I'm guessing a lot of these food shelves and pantries don't sit there with a big stockpile, certainly. But what do you think kind of impact this little lapse in the big food assistance program could have on those, and how do we help fill that gap, knowing that I'm guessing a lot of contingency funds were tapped? I know the state provided some funding in backfill, but obviously, Annette, there feels like that there could be a lot of shortages for our food pantries coming up here in the winter.
Well, you know, our goal would be that there are not shortages, that we keep the food coming in the doors. And I'm glad to say we did meet the governor's match this week. And as helpful as that was, we spent more money on food this week than that match was. So it helps us greatly. But, you know, we're keeping our heads above water, but we still need help to get our neighbors the food that they need. it will be good when we see those SNAP benefits go back on people's EBT cards. But know that even with that, people were struggling before. There are people who are receiving $20 a month in SNAP benefits. Well, $20 doesn't go very far. Of course, the amount of benefits you receive varies widely on a number of factors, but just because those funds are back on SNAP cards doesn't mean that the very pervasive problem of food insecurity is going away. We would like to eradicate hunger, absolutely, and we're working hard to do that. But in the current situation, there are a lot of folks who need help.
And as people are considering donations, whether they're trying to support local food drives or certainly the Food Bank of Iowa, how does the Food Bank of Iowa work with our local partners, again, in Marion, Jasper, and Warren counties? And what does a donation to the Food Bank of Iowa do to supplement the hard work of our backpack programs, food pantries, and all the above that we have here in those three counties?
Oh gosh, that's a big question. So a lot of our partners, we are facilitating food rescue for them through local retailers. So getting food that might otherwise, perfectly good food that might otherwise be thrown away, we're helping our partners access that. Our partners can order directly from our inventory here at Food Bank of Iowa, and we provide free delivery. In the metro, it's every week. Outside the metro, it's every 2 weeks or twice a month. We keep a full variety of inventory on hand, whether it's fresh, frozen, canned, and dry goods. A lot of people think food banks just deal with canned and processed food, and that's not the case at all. We do have ground beef and chicken and fresh produce and any variety of types of foods, including a lot of holiday type ingredients right now. But a lot of times people say, why can't you have more ground beef at pantries? And here's why. We can feed five times as many people with chicken than we can with ground beef. So although we do have a variety of meats, and sometimes we are able to get meat donated, there's a reason that you'll always see enough food, you'll see enough nutritious food, but you may not see perhaps the variety that you'd like, because we're trying to maintain such volume.
So if people want to learn more about the Food Bank of Iowa, they want to make a donation, they want to learn about the more of these details that we can't cover in a 20-minute radio interview, what are the best ways for them to navigate your website in particular or social media channels and really learn what a donation means to the Food Bank of Iowa?
Well, of course, we are on all the socials, whatever platform you're following. Our one-stop shop is foodbankiowa.org. Again, foodbankiowa.org, where you can both give help or get help. If you're someone who needs resources, you can click on the Find Food tab, type in your street address or your town or your zip code, and find all the resources that we stock nearest you. And if you want to donate or volunteer, you can do that at foodbankiowa.org as well.
That's Annette Hacker with the Food Bank of Iowa discussing the many ways that they work with our local food pantries and other programs to help fight hunger. Annette, glad we re-recorded, especially knowing all the chaos and craziness in your world the last 3 weeks or so with the SNAP benefit lapse, and hopefully things do get better. And I know that next time we talk, we'll obviously be very informative and hopefully a better picture and a better future when we're talking, whenever that may be.
I sure hope so, and we always appreciate the opportunity, Andrew. Thanks for re-recording this, because, like I said, it feels like a lifetime since we talked.